Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how we can go with the glory of God. I'm going to read you from Numbers chapter 10, starting at verse 33 and reading to the end of the chapter. We read this. So they departed from the mountain of the Lord on a journey of 3 days, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them for the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was above them by day when they went out from the camp. So it was, whenever the Ark set out, that Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you." And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel." It took over a year, but at this point in the book of Numbers, Israel was on their way to the promised land again. As the cloud moved, imagine the excitement flowing through the people. Their journey had been from Egypt and slavery. Now it was on to Canaan and to liberty. They were prepared to walk as what I would call promised land people. They were ordered and organized. They were cleansed and purified. They were set apart and blessed. They were taught how to give and how to function as priests. They were taught how to remember judgment and the deliverance that God brought to them. They were given God's presence as a guide and the tools that they needed to lead the people. It was all focused on bringing them into the promised land. Now, one would think that after such extensive preparation, that the actual entering into the promised land would be easy. But ahead were the greatest challenges, challenges that could only be met by faith. A soldier might think that boot camp finishes something, but it only prepares him for greater challenges to come. That is, the actual battle itself. As they journeyed towards the promised land, they were guided by God's presence. They followed the cloud no matter where God led them. If they were to camp in a rough place, or if they were told to leave a comfortable place, they obeyed. They allowed themselves to be guided by God, not by their own desire for comfort. When God's presence led them, Moses prayed this, "Rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you." The idea is actually very simple. God, go before us and take care of our enemies. It's too dangerous ahead unless you do it. Today, God has things before you. He has places to lead you. Shouldn't you pray the same prayer? We know that we can't face anything, or that we can face anything, I should say, when the Lord is with us. Remember the glory and the strength of our resurrected Lord. When Jesus rose up, weren't all his enemies scattered? Who would dare oppose the resurrected Jesus? Isn't all our victory found in his risen glory? And when God's presence stopped, Moses prayed this, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel." The idea is like this. Here we camp, Lord, stay with us. God sometimes tells us to move on or to camp out. Either one of us is fine when we are guided by his presence. Do you sense his presence today? If you don't, ask God to give you a special sensitivity to his presence. Because by his promise, he's with you. Walk in the truth of that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.